You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder and chief automation officer of Automation Bridge, the place online to learn about small business marketing and sales automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers. And if you'd like to become one or learn more about what that all entails, we invite you to find out more by visiting automationbridge.com/ASP. If you're new to the podcast, make sure you subscribe and share. Once you've listened to this episode in its entirety, I want you to know exactly what you're getting yourself into, the level of insight, value, and content that you will be receiving weekly every Thursday. And at the time of this recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to in all platforms. Okay. So you can find it in all main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can subscribe on YouTube. For those of you who are listeners that haven't subscribed, please do so now. And while you're at it, leave a 5-star rating and review, as that would be greatly appreciated and helps us get the word out and instruct these podcast hosting platforms that we are a podcast worth mentioning, worth featuring, and worth appearing in the search results when people are looking for small business marketing and automation. In this episode, I got a chance to sit down with Jordan Gill. And Jordan Gill is an operations consultant and the founder of System Saved Me, that helps overworked one-woman shows become streamlined solopreneurs. And she is really about creating a cohesive operating system for managing your task files and inbox. She's been on podcasts like What Works and CEO Vibes, sharing her love of replacing monthly retainers, which is the topic of today, with one-day virtual intensive. She currently lives in Dallas, Texas, with a collection of 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzles that she does in the meantime, which is another thing that we share. So sit back and enjoy. If you've been looking at another way, or if you've just been, open to other ways to scale your service-based business without retainers, this is going to be the podcast that you're going to want to tune into and take notes. So enjoy the conversation between Jordan and myself. Jordan, welcome to the podcast. Excited, glad, hard to contain myself to have you on, to have you with us. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so well. The feelings are mutual. I listen to the podcast as a fellow tech and automation, just obsessor. So I'm super thrilled to be here. Thanks, Chris.
Yes. And I have to say your name, let me do this. Your name comes highly respected and highly recommended within my realm of influence of students. Everybody's spoken highly of you. Some have gone through your systems in a day, and some have had clients send them through it. So either way, anytime systems comes up, they're like, "Hey, do you know Jordan? Hey, do you know Jordan?" So now you know each other, right? And we're gonna make it official on the podcast, which anytime I get to talk systems, it just makes you tingly all over. Give the listeners a little bit about yourself and your business.
Yes. So, like you said, my name is Jordan Gill, and I'm the founder head honcho over at System Saved Me. And I've been in business a little over 5 years. And I live in Dallas, Texas. So that's fun. When it comes to systems and those things, it was something that kind of a fun fact is I didn't really know that it was a thing to be good at. I just thought that that's how everybody operated. You know, you kind of just grow up and move in your own sphere. And actually it was one of my past employers who recognize that I am a systems person. And she was like, do you just have a system for everything? And I was like, I mean, yeah. She's like, okay, well, and at the time I was doing content development work, which is a very systematic way of writing as well. So it made sense. Yeah. However, she was like, how about we like move you into more of like a process oriented role? And that's really where I flourished and was like, oh, like, we're unlocking like really how I operate. And so obviously with the name System Save Me, I'm all things systems, automations, integrations, give it all to me.
Yes. And you know what, Jordan, why you said this while I'm listening to you, I realize that I didn't know that systems was a thing that you could be good at either. And it actually took me back. I'm pretty sure if I think hard enough, I can go even before that. But in college, college, I had a system for note taking. I would get the binder, and then I would get the folder dividers for every course, for every class that I took. And then in the back, I would have the loose leaf notebook paper.
Yeah.
And what I would do is put the syllabus, of course, in every compartment, the appropriate compartments.
Yeah.
But when it came to take notes, I would take one of the loose leaf papers out, have the binder closed, and it was so clean. Like, cause you know, in college, those little bitty desks, you can't have a notebook open and all of this. So it was clean. And then afterwards I would just put the paper right in, you know, the appropriate binder. Yeah. And that was a system.
Yeah.
I'm just now realizing this. I've been graduated for so long. I still have the nightmare of I missed a class. I still have that nightmare. Like, I wake up and the entire semester is over and I'm like, oh, I forgot to go to class. Like, I'm going to fail. So I think most college people have that.
Yeah.
But I think that was like, that was the first thing that came to mind when you said I didn't realize that that was a system. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time realizing, like, as I look back, I was very systematic even before technology.
Totally. You know? Yeah. Oh yeah. Same here. Yeah. I have a college story too of how I chose the college I went to.
Yeah.
I actually looked at the percentage of alumni who hired new students, new graduated students. So I would call up alumni as a 17-year-old, alumni associations, and be like, hey, what's the percentage of alumni that hire your graduating students?
Wow.
Majority of them, like, I couldn't see their face, but I imagine it being like, who is this 17-year-old calling me right now with this crazy number? But that's how I came up with going to University of Kansas is where I ended up going. And I had 12 internships throughout my college experience. And I was able to get an apprenticeship and job and all that stuff outside of college. And so I feel like my hypothesis worked. My system worked. And whatnot. But that were, if you're a systems person, you've got your nuttiness in a variety of ways, not just in like automations and tech.
Yeah. I didn't realize you went to KU.
I did.
I went to K-State.
So. Well, Big 12 love. Big 12 love.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So many correlations here.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us. So I'm interested in your migration into entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
What was that thrusting point where you're like, okay, I'm either going to do this from birth or I'm done with this and I'm going this route?
Yeah. Oh, totally. So I was blessed in the fact that I've been kind of in the online, I've grown up, I guess, in the online marketing industry. I'm 31 now. Okay. And I first entered the industry at 24. And I worked for like one of the bigger wigs at the time, Melanie Duncan, who was in like the Amy Porter field, James Wedmore sphere. And so I was really blessed to be able to see the inner workings of like a, you know, 8-figure business in this sphere when I was like really young. And so I worked with her for 2 years as an employee, learned a lot because we were doing 6-figure, you know, $1 million launches. And that's usually not how people are introduced into the space. And so I was able to get it from a bird's eye view. And it wasn't that I wasn't fulfilled in the position. I actually really enjoyed the position. But for me, it was a God thing that was kind of like, it's time to go. And I was like, again, I'm a systematic planner person. Like, you can't just, you know, roll up on me and say like, time to go. Like that's not, that's way too spontaneous. But, you know, I, you know, walked into obedience and it was a beautiful thing. And I gave 6 weeks notice without a personal Instagram, definitely didn't have an email list. I just had a bank account, figured out an LLC situation and an email address. And within those 6 weeks, I actually was able to solidify 4 monthly retainer clients that then resulted in about $12,000 in monthly retainer revenue. So May 1st, 2016, your girl started out with $12,000 in monthly retainer work, which was pretty incredible. 5 months later, I was burned out. But as that happens, but you know, it was a blessing to just, again, I was expected to kind of, you know, eat ramen in the dentist office basement apartment or something, you know, grind and figure it out. But it was really actually a really nice stepping stone into entrepreneurship. And I learned a lot for sure.
Great. I love the story. And I have to say it's twofold, right? One side is given the opportunity to be behind an 8-9 figure business. Mm-hmm. The second is answering the call, because there are many people that could have been placed in that seat and still just kind of fizzled out. I saw something similar when I was at LeadPage, and it was just like, I would think that, oh, anybody could have done it. But after a while, and I look back, I said, wow, we were a lot of launches. Very fast moving environment, a lot of details. Like, no, it had to be a specific type of person, you know, to fill that seat. So kudos to you. And again, just a highlight to you showing up and performing, you know, in that environment. And you give your all, right? You give your all and it gives it back and you walk away. Everybody walks away, you know, better for it. So now we fast forward to today. You've got System Saved Me. And I would say, I don't think it's far-fetched to say you're a industry leader in one day or full day, however you want to call it, implementations. You call them VIP days. But before we jump into that, let's just give everybody, let's make sure we're all on the same playing field here. When you say systems, what is it that you're referring to a system as?
Yes. My definition of systems is that you're taking chronological actions toward a specific goal. Again, it can be, you know, setting up a really cool evergreen funnel situation, or it can be my 5-minute makeup routine or my 17-minute curling routine for my hair. These are real things. And so, you know, I think that people overcomplicate it with, especially in our industry, because we're online business owners. So everyone thinks every system has to attach to a tech situation or software, but really systems are way beyond that. And everyone does systems every day, even, you know, whatever your breakfast is, your workout regimen, like all that stuff is systems.
Yes. I love it. And I like how you say, you know, chronological order for an output, right? Because that's what is the system without the output? I mean, we measure our effectiveness by the output, and then we measure the efficiency by our fatigue in generating said output, right? But like you said, everything is a system. And when you start to look at your business, there are so many systems at play. So many systems, which makes the title System Save Me just immediately resonate with anybody who acknowledges that on any level. So talk about how you, you know, you went from client work and now you're doing VIP days. What was the decision making behind that? And then what are VIP days?
Totally. So like I said, I was working for one person doing, you know, 6-7 figure launches. And then when I went to have my own business, I was working for 4 different people, 3 of which were also 7-figure business owners doing major launches. And about 5 months into my entrepreneurship journey, 3 out of the 4 of my clients were launching in the same month. So it's one thing to do a 6-7 figure launch for one person. And it is an entirely different scenario to do 6-7 figure launches for three different people in the same month.
Jeez,
wow. That was the breaking point. I call it Launchmageddon. September 2016 was Launchmageddon for me. And I just was like, this is for the birds. This is not for me. And So after that month, I let go of two clients, purely just based on like, I want you to be able to have somebody that is able to facilitate more for you. And that's not me. And so I kind of went down to two because I was like, how much money do I really need to make to live and like be good? Mm-hmm. So then from there, I was like on a self-discovery journey of just like, well, what else can I do? Because I enjoy clients. I enjoy doing the service. What else is there besides monthly retainers? And so I actually hired a sales coach at the time who did VIP days. Had a really great experience. And I thought like, why can I do like an actual implementation VIP day versus just a strategy one? She was like, yeah, of course. So I kind of played around with it. And within a couple months, I actually got my first VIP day for systems. So my specialty is really in client relationship management. So I enjoy, you know, leads and prospects to an actual client. How are you managing them? And then how are you offboarding them? Like that's the system that I thoroughly enjoy. There's multiple mini systems in there, but from that A to Z spectrum. And so my first client was actually a coach for bodybuilding competitions. And, you know, I have a very eclectic client roster of like wedding professionals, tax professionals, hail damage folks, like wine grape consultants. Like it's very, so I was like, who am I working with? And I came to realize it's seasonal business owners. So bodybuilding competitions have a very strict season for when like they're all happening. And she worked with me in her off season in December. And same thing with wedding folks, tax folks, hail damage, you know. You don't need hail damage folks in the summer for most parts anyway. So I realized like that's my niche is seasonal business owners. If you have an on and off season, I'm your girl. And so I just went kind of all in with that. I have worked with people who are non-seasonal, but I would say that's the minority. But I really enjoy looking at, okay, when it's busy, like your systems have to be in place and they're thinking, you know, I don't want this season to be like last season. And so I really was able to hone in my messaging and target those people. And everyone's season is different. So I can kind of pivot my marketing and it feels like a variety to me because I don't like doing the same thing over and over again. As a systems person, you build the system so you don't have to do it over and over again.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you can relate to. So I think the variety of clientele really then gave me that variety, but I still was in the lane of client relationship management. Like it was all about clients, which made it super fun. So then from there I was like, this is it. Like I can, like, I love VIP days because you can get it done in a day, literally. And then I move on and I can work, you know, 4 to 6 days a month with, you know, different clients. And then the rest of the month is for me. So it's been beautiful and it's been, awesome. And I just realized that, you know, in a lot of entrepreneurial journeys similar to mine, I just jumped into monthly retainers because that's what I thought you had to do. And I thought that was the only option. And so now I'm talking about VIP days a lot because I'm like, there is another option. Like you don't have to go to burnout town anymore. And for some people, monthly retainers feel really great and keep on keeping on because we do need you. And for those of you who it doesn't, it's not a great fit, VIP days are great for you. So I would say VIP days, how I define them, is really, they are a, again, 4-figure investment, which I'm sure we'll come back to, that lasts about 3 to 8 hours within a 24-hour period with about a 3 to 5 phase transformation, meaning that this isn't where people just ask you questions and you answer them. Like you're bringing them through an actual framework or methodology that generally is like 3 to 5 phases long. So I love numbers because we can measure it. And so you will know if you have a VIP day, if you follow that framework.
I love it. I see so much of your journey in it though, right? Yeah. You had to be very calculated, very measured. You know, I think you said Melanie Duncan, you had to be, it wasn't an option, it was not. You know, like So that was your, that's your foundation there.
Yeah.
And then as you go and you've got clients and it's like, wait a minute, three launches. Anybody in their right mind could have just said, no, wait a minute, tap out, can't do it. But you've had this experience in these fast moving environments. You're familiar with the launch model. So you're just like, hey, why not? Until afterwards, you're like, oh, that's that's why not. Right. Yep. But it's this tenacity, right? Like, just take it head on. And then you stumbled across something that it's like, wait a minute, I can take all of this specialized knowledge coupled with a model that was given to me in advisory, right? And let me piece this thing together. And it only works, Jordan, because you have to have that systematic approach to it, right? Here's where we start, here's where we end, and here's what it looks like afterwards. And I think a lot of people struggle with that level of clarity, you know, especially when there's money on the line, you know, four figures to five figures. That's an easy yes to somebody just getting started. And they'll do anything. I can't tell you the amount of students that I've worked with that are just like, I'm grandfathered in my client at like $200 a month and I'm doing everything for them. Oh, no. Don't know how to get out of it. Right. So I get it and I understand where it comes from. But to be able to operate with that level of clarity and specificity. Right. Mm-hmm. So do you find that to be one of the harder things to teach when people come into the VIP day training to get them to say, no, 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 not we could, not we can, but what will you do? Is that one of the,
Yes, that is definitely the one of the more common mistakes that I see is I can do all of these things. And so then people create like a VIP day offer and then make this list of like 15 different things that they could do in a day. That is super overwhelming as a client. I don't know what I need in this list. You're making me work. I'm out. Like people tap out. And so I find that the more clarity that you have, the better. And the more specific you can get in defining your result, your transformation, or if it's who exactly you're working with, then it's just going to be that much easier. And I think it feels weird because we have this mentality and I don't know if it's like really Western culture, but just like more is more. Like we just want to be able to, you know, I think it, you know, in college, we take all these courses we don't necessarily need, but it makes us more well-rounded or whatever, like, you know, and that's not really the case in business. I think that the more specific you can be, like, that's really where the sales will come in. And I think because I know exactly who I work with and who I don't, I know who to refer people to. And I feel super happy and joyful about it because then I'm not stressed out. They aren't able to get the result that they, you know, want. You know, I would never want that to be the experience. I don't want to be drained. They don't want to be drained. You know, why overwork myself because I can help them? I think that it can be hard, especially as somebody who, you know, similar to you, similar to probably a lot of people listening, like you can do a lot of stuff. Like if you're a tech person, like you can really figure out anything. Like not that we're all superheroes or anything, but just, you know, like we can go into any platform, any software, any this, any that, and figure it out because they are all the same basically. So, you know, you really have to hone that in and pull back when you want to step into VIP days because the specificity is key for those higher tier clients. They want to know exactly what's going on and what result they can expect. And if you're like, whatever you want, then it throws them off and then they'll just leave.
In my experience. I agree. And I found that even with this influx, I don't know if we can call it an influx. Maybe it's just a new awareness of just online business and digital marketing. People don't know. They don't know the value of even just something as simple as a landing page that converts. So somebody that doesn't know that, that's just like one checkbox. I'm going to do a landing page, a sales page, an email sequence. And before you know it, it's this long list of stuff that may look good. But then when you produce it, you can't produce any of it at the level of quality or effectiveness that it really needs. So it's like it does. It takes a mature and willing business owner to step back and say, hey, look, I'm going to give you these three things. In 5 hours, we're going to complete these things. They're going to be excellent. And you'll be off. You'll be up to the next level. Right. That's a different conversation. It is a totally different conversation. And I can feel listeners now, maybe they're a little more intrigued now, like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe they're thinking about offering them, or they're thinking like, oh, I never realized I could hire somebody and get something done in a day. So what are some examples, Jordan, from the trenches and from your students of some of the things that people can realistically expect to be done in a day?
Yeah, it's been really fun to see the variety in which that this can happen. So I've bought a lot of VIP days and I, you know, as a client, and I also obviously have had students who've created them, and it can range. I think that, again, it's more service providers, coaches, consultants. So I wouldn't say product-based business owners, not that they may not be listening anyway. But I haven't quite figured out VIP days for y'all yet. It's a little challenge for myself, but, for service writers, coaches, consultants, we've seen a variety between someone can build a 6-page website in a day. There are people who can write a sales page for a program in a day. There's people who can build evergreen funnels in a day. We've had a relationship coach who can help you and your partner communicate more effectively. We've had the most interesting VIP day that took some noodling was actually a woman who could produce songs that helped to alleviate trauma responses, which was like such amazing work. And I was also like, let me think about this. And so I went to a friend of mine who kind of was in that space and was like, would this be helpful to have done in a day? And she was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, send her to me immediately. Like, this would be an amazing referral for me. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this works. And so then she got passed along and she's been able to get clients with that since. And I think that's really, really beautiful work. And so there's really a range. I've seen all the things and active campaign setups. I've seen, you know, I think that for the most part, if you've been doing something on a monthly retainer, it probably can be, you know, created into a day type container. But again, it just has to have that defined result, defined tangible and intangible result. Like, you need to know, like, okay, you're getting, you know, a month of your content created in a day, which is going to give you peace of mind for the rest of the month that you don't have to think about what to post on Instagram, like, which is quite lovely, in my personal opinion. So really thinking through those things will help with you selling it too. You need to know both the tangible and intangible result.
That, I love it. I love it. And it's like with anything, right? Anything can be made into it if you understand A, what you're doing, and B, how to position it to the market.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But it's always interesting just to kind of hear even something as specific as a 6-page website in a day. Mm-hmm. I can't count how many people. I just had a text last night. Hey, bro, I need some help on a website. And I'm like, I don't even know where you're at. Do you know what a website is? Do you know what a domain is? Are you at GoDaddy? Are you at Squarespace? Like, what's going on? So for people like that who are just like, hey, I would like to get started. That's a heavy load lifted, you know, heavy load lifted for them. And then, of course, for the implementer, you always have the opportunity to add some maintenance in there and say, hey, look, we'll build it. And then for the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever the case is, I think we need more, you know, of that hand holding and something for a specific result. Right. So that people know exactly what they're getting. So I'm a huge advocate of it. Let's shift a bit to automation. So we've talked about systems, and now if we put automated in front of it, they become automated systems. Right. Yeah. And there's no greater joy than having a process defined. Right. And then systematized to where, like you said, in chronological order is producing the desired result. And then adding a layer of technology. What did we just, you see that every techie just did what you did. They're driving, they're on the treadmill. It just like you just ate a moist piece of cake, like it the most moist cake. Piece, yes. Right? when you look at your business, give us some insight on some of the areas that you're most proud of, we'll say some of the areas you're most proud of your automation.
Oh, goodness. how do we even keep this short? So
right.
I've had so many proud moments. I would say, you know, for our Done in a Day program, we have our onboarding 100% automated. And what that looks like is if somebody joins our program, as in they purchase it, there is an integration for them to sign their contract. Once their contract is signed, several things happen, which is they get sent an email. My coach is tasked with co-signing the document. So I guess that's a little manual, but I don't have to do it. Yeah. And they get an email with links to, the actual, you know, Thinkific login. They get access to, or a link to the Facebook group that they can join. They yep. get access to the podcast version of our program. It's a specialized wow. link from Hello Audio, which I absolutely love. And they're given, you know, a Google Calendar invite for coaching calls, for when critiques are due, like all of the Google invites. Like, it's a beautiful email. They just get all set up and ready to rock. And then they show up and we can get started. And I think that that's just like one, it feels like a very baby system to me, but it's also, it can show you like, imagine if people could sign up for things and you don't have to manually go figure out a contract, sign it, you know, or send it over, have them re-sign it back. And then you have to wait for that. And then you have to like remind them. And then it's like this whole thing. Yeah. And then you like have to enter them into Thinkific or enter them into ActiveCampaign. Mm. And enter, it's like, no, none of that is happening. So
yeah.
the fact that my students can get a really beautiful, exciting experience and then actually about 3 to 4 days after they join, they get a welcome box that's also automated from that standpoint, physically in the mail. So again, it's about creating that experience. And it's not even just, you know, to get the load off of me. It's also because I want every student who's coming in to have the exact same awesome client experience. And when you're doing things manually, as we both know, you can't possibly deliver that same experience to every single person because we're human. Yep. And, you know, we're relying on our energy that day may be off, or we forget something or whatever the case is. And so that deteriorates the experience. And it's not because we don't care. It's because we're relying on our brain or post-it notes to get us through. So that's one that I'm really proud of. That's like pretty specific.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up. And it seems appropriate, right? For somebody that loves the client management side of things, yeah. that you would have a fully automated onboarding. And you're exactly right. I know it seems simple, but there were so many details in there that could be dropped that yeah. could create just more time, more okay. work, more effort on your part, more people, you know, so I find, Jordan, right now, at the time of this recording, more production can be had or let me say more success can be made on the fulfillment side of things.
Oh, yeah.
I think so many people, don't get me wrong, we start with marketing and sales. Without that, there is nothing, right? Right. But it is so short-sighted to start and stop there. And there are mm-hmm. so many people, especially digital marketers, that start and stop with the sales funnel, can yeah. do nothing after the sale. When you think about it, that's the beginning of the experience.
Literally.
Right there. So I'm yeah. so glad you mentioned that. I spent more time engineering my onboarding. No, I'm not ashamed of it because it was well worth it. You know, it's got the signatures. I'll share you some insight on mine. I like to use the wait until action in nice. ActiveCampaign. Oh, so yes. all of these things happen and then they hit this wait until and yep. it's waiting until they sign all the documents.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, look, you can move at whatever pace you want to move at until you sign those docs because it's going to tag you exactly. in ActiveCampaign. You're not going to proceed. And then after they do that, all kind of access is unlocked with tags and login credentials and all of that. Mm-hmm. So as simple as that sounds, Jordan, you enter a person in that one junction that says, uh-huh. wait until something's signed. Maybe they forget to look at their email and it's signed and the person's waiting 6 hours to 12 hours to get access.
Right.
those small things make a big difference.
They do.
They really do. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. I feel it was extremely appropriate. By the way, everybody, I did not tee that up prior to. I did not warn her. I was going to ask that question. So that was purely organic. Jordan, I have to thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. I learned a lot about VIP days myself. I'm a huge fan of clarity, though. You know, I'm the type of person that will spend the extra 30 minutes on the contract terms.
Yeah.
You know, I'll put the extra effort to make sure everything is clearly understood.
Yeah.
So I have a different level of appreciation for what you do. If people want to find out more, connect with you on social, what's the best place for them to go?
Yeah, all the places. So Instagram is my main jam. So you can come at systems. That's plural. Saved me. Not just one system saves you. And my website is also systemsavemy.com, also plural. And we do have a podcast, and that is System Saved Me. It's currently, as at the time of this recording, paused. And we'll jump back in eventually. But there's an archive of a lot, almost 300 episodes. That, again, if you're a systems person, you'll enjoy a good binge there. So I would say those are the main places.
Yeah, I highly recommend the podcast. You do some highlighting of your students too in there. So it's also good to see those stories. So it is definitely in my playlist as well. So thank you for that. Jordan, I'm excited about everything that you have done, everything that you have going, and some of the stuff that you have in the pipeline coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure we'll more than likely have you back on when the time is appropriate. But thank you for taking the time today. It's greatly appreciated.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll see you online, Jordan.
Sounds great.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the All Systems Go podcast. And I hope you're inspired, encouraged, and I hope that there's clarity around the potential path to replace retainers with VIP days. You know, everything that you choose to do comes with a set of considerations and things to be aware of. And I hope that you are that much more clear on what it takes or what it could possibly take for you to conduct a VIP day. And if that's something that you want to add to your business model. And at the same time, if you know somebody who this would be perfect, maybe they've been talking around this topic, but didn't necessarily know what they are called. They've got a perfect business for it. They've got a raving tribe and community, and they're looking at at trying to scale in a more streamlined fashion. Share this episode with them. Share this episode with them and see how it resonates. And if you found value in today's episode, please make sure that you are subscribed. You've left a 5-star rating and review, and you are sharing it across all social platforms. Okay. It's greatly appreciated. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. If you didn't know what an automation service provider is, that is a marketing professional that specializes in the delivery of the service of automation across marketing and sales systems. Okay. They are a specialized digital marketer. Okay. Because their focus is creating systems of scale, starting with marketing and sales and beyond. Okay. Small businesses are in dire need of these types of specialized marketers with this ability. Okay. Navigating the marketing technology landscape along with strategy, piecing them together to deploy automated systems for rapid growth. Okay. So if that's you, we've made it easy for you to get access to everything that you need. Okay. If you go to allsystemsgopodcast.com, you'll not just get access to the latest episodes, but you'll be able to get your hands on our Amplify My Automation package. And it's dedicated to showing you, teaching you how to put automated marketing and sales systems in your business over the next 6 months. The Automation Service Provider Program is part of that package. Okay. We also have a free Facebook group if you want to get connected and start to learn and just get deeper and become more specialized as a digital marketer. And if you would like to be a guest on the podcast or refer someone to be a guest on the podcast, it's greatly appreciated, by the way. But you can do all of that and get access to any resource that we've ever mentioned on the podcast. One URL to remember gets you access to it all. And that's allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. And until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.